Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're broadcasting, as always, from the Southern Bancorp studio. We're glad you're with us. Great show today. We're going to hear from Dima Mixon. He's out at Media Day on the campus. Football news here in just a moment. Lee Roberts returns to the Eagle Hour, and we're very, very happy to hear that. And my man Graham Crawford has set up an interview with baseball coach Ben Brewer as fall ball gets underway. And Dima, apparently Kelly Sanders' maternity leave has ended because first time we've seen him now in about a month and a half, but he does appear to be back. Dima, you got anything you want to say to him?
I can't believe his plane didn't crash land.
Yeah.
Well, are you saying it's because I'm so heavy and you're afraid the plane couldn't get off the ground? Is that what you're saying, Dima?
Well, I mean, you said it, not me.
Yeah, he's still carrying a little postpartum-looking waistline.
Well, he was just staying at Mobe Beignets and not telling anybody.
I think so for a month.
It turns out that the fish in Minnesota indeed had nothing to worry about. They weren't biting, but the trees were beautiful. Temperature never got above 65, and I was keeping track of all the Southern Miss stuff there through technology, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Really is.
I asked you early on if you could ask those people up there how they went so crack crazy in Minnesota. Did you ask any of them
about which? Oh, you don't talk any of that stuff up there in Minnesota.
They're pretty close to communists. Did you bring that up to them?
No, I'm telling you. You don't. If you're one of us, you don't say.
You don't speak
you
about
don't
it.
Hear, bring it up.
Thank God for the South, Graham.
Since Kelly was there, it was just announced this morning that Tim Walz would run for re-election and mayor.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, I mean, governor.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I do, before we get to Dima's report, my nephew lives up there, and he said, so what do you want to do? This was the first Saturday I was there. I said, it's fall. And it's Saturday, duh, we're going to watch college football. And he says, well, we up here in northern Minnesota, we don't do that.
Well, get ready.
I said, well, we're going to today.
Let me learn you something today. Yeah. Let me learn you. Grab a notebook and a pen. I'll take you to school.
So we did.
Sounds like a wonderful house guest.
they were glad to get rid of me for sure.
All right, Dima, Media Day. Every Tuesday, Coach Huff, a couple of players address the media. What was today's message?
Enjoy the win on Saturday, of course, but then straight back to work for the team. Obviously, a big challenge this week with Louisiana Tech on the road. Kind of talked to Coach Huff about if the routines change or anything like that for a road game, and of course they do, and he kind of laid out, you know, the things that they'll do differently to prepare the guys for a night atmosphere out there in Ruston. Obviously, Louisiana Tech, for the listeners who don't know, is a very run-heavy team. They run a two-quarterback system. They run a lot of RPO action, a lot of read option. They're averaging about 187 yards of rushing per game, so they're a run-heavy team. So one thing I asked Coach Huff is if there's anything that on the defensive side of the ball, if they're going to adjust to in that. Obviously, he's not going to tell me what the game plan is, but he did tell me that it definitely will practice four RPOs this week, and he said that the keys with defending the RPO is technique. If you sell out on the quarterback, then the running back's going to run past you for 40 yards. If you sell out on the running back, then the quarterback's going to run past you for 7 yards. If you sell out your entire front seven on both of them, then he's just going to throw over the top of you. So really hard to slow down an offense like that. New Mexico State had a big trouble doing it, 49-14 last week against La Tech. But the defense for Southern Miss, I think, is going to be ready for the challenge. It should be a entertaining matchup for sure. And as far as the game, it sounded like Coach Huff was very pleased with what he saw in film, but really thought that they could have done more as far as during that game. He felt like they could have won the game on Saturday by a lot more than they even did. So a lot to improve, but I think positive vibes from the Duff Athletic Center this morning.
All right. Any injury update that we need to be aware of?
No, he's not going to talk about injuries the rest of the season. He refers to us to the injury report that comes out each week, but it only comes out for conference week, so I don't think it's coming out this week. So,
yeah. One of the things that kind of concerned me about the win was and not that they relied on it, but you can't count on getting that many turnovers and production of turnovers as far as points go than they did against App. That worries me a little bit about La Tech, Dima, and the fact that La Tech and Jacksonville State are turning out to be better teams than we initially thought they were going to be.
Yeah, La Tech, you know, one thing about them is that they are very good in the red zone, but App State was very good in the red zone as well. Coming into the game, I think they were 8-for-8, and, you know, obviously Southern Miss did what they did. But, yeah, you're right, you can't contend on that, so what they're going to have to do is get better on third down, and that's something that Huff said throughout the press conference today, just talking about getting off the field and forcing more third and longs. And also, you know, it's going to be hard to slow down an RPO offense. And so a lot of the focus this week is going to be on tackling. A lot of the focus is going to be on technique. But the good thing for Southern Miss is that they have a defense who's shown the ability, especially on the secondary level, which I think is one of the best parts of the defense right now. It's really hard to throw the ball on Southern Miss. So I think there's an opportunity here to make La Tech one-dimensional as far as run game goes, because I don't really think you think that La Tech's quarterback is just going to be able to sling the ball around like App State's did. So if they can really make La Tech one-dimensional, I could see them shutting down this La Tech offense pretty easily.
And Dima, Bob talked earlier in the season about how this was how the App State game was going to be a litmus test for Southern Miss. App State was projected upper middle of the Eastern Division, and the way that the Eagles played them, first conference game for anybody, you know, in the conference. So how are you feeling about the Eagles now, if indeed that was a litmus test, the game against App State?
Yeah, no, I think out of every other game on their schedule, they should be able to win every one of them. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be win out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that going into the season, I thought there were maybe two or three games that I didn't really think they had a chance to win, if that makes sense, where like, okay, that's if we just brush that out, that's a loss. You know, and the Mississippi State game was included, but then the Texas State game, the Louisiana game, a couple of those where you just thought they were going to lose. But now when you're looking around, you think, well, those are all toss-up games, and I think they have the ability to win every game in the rest of their schedule. Now, I don't think they will, of course, but I think they have the ability to, and that drastically changes the output on this team that we have going forward of what we know that they can do, and it's just a matter of whether they will do it on Saturdays or not.
Dima, how good does it feel to be able to say that? That we now look down the schedule in the next 2 or 3 months, and there's not a game that's scheduled that you automatically pencil as a loss.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Southern Miss fan, that's just music to your ears. And, you know, you don't want to get ahead of yourself. You don't want to just start thinking that you're the person to beat or anything. And I don't think this team has done that. I think they still feel like they have something to prove. They still have, they still need to go out there and win games. But, I mean, App State is a very good football team, and Southern Miss just kind of dominated them. I mean, like, if you go back and watch that game, there was opportunities for that score to be, you know, 48-7 or whatever. You know, there was just opportunities there. So I think that's one of the better Sun Belt teams you'll see all season, especially, well, Louisiana doesn't look as good as we thought they were going to be. Texas State looks pretty good. You know, South and Troy are kind of probably even to Southern Miss, and ULM is ULM. And so, I mean, when you look around the rest of the schedule, Georgia Southern's another one that, you know, we thought was going to be really good, and they haven't shown that they're at that caliber, at least as of now. So that road matchup doesn't look as daunting. So when you look around the Sun Belt, you feel like with Braylon Braxton on your team and the defense is playing the way they are, especially on the secondary level, which means that they force a lot of teams to be one-dimensional, this team is going to be very hard to beat, especially at home, and they have 7 home games. So if they could get two or three road games, you know, they're in a really good shape to compete for the West title.
Dima, I know it's a long way out to actually sit here and say that the Golden Eagles are going to have a 7-win, 8-win, 9, even 10-win season, of course. But from where we're at now going into week four, what do you foresee?
Yeah, I mean, my projection at the beginning of the year was 8-4, and a lot of people thought I was kind of high on the team. I'm going to stick with my 8-4. I feel good about my 8-4 right now as we're sitting here today, you know, but I could easily see it get to 9-3, 10-2 if things go better.
Well, look
the biggest thing right now is depth.
Did you just hear that?
You know, if
let's not get carried away now, brother.
We're not talking about
the
Saints.
I'm not getting carried away. I still told you I'm sticking with my 8-4, but I can see it go higher because of what the other teams aren't. You know, but the biggest thing right now, guys, is depth. If Southern Miss starts losing key pieces, especially on the offensive line, some places in the secondary, which thankfully hasn't happened yet, but could. There's a lot of season left. They've only played three games. That's where Southern Miss fans would start to get nervous about a potential, you know, slipping off the cliff scenario.
All right, Damon, we appreciate it. I meant to tell you, I'll remind you before next week, I want you to ask Coach Huff, two games in a row now, DJ Cujo cranks out that AC/DC late in the game, and the coach is showing some dance moves down on the sidelines. I want you to ask him about that next week. Can you do that?
I'll make sure there's a video of Kelly impersonating him, and then we can see if he can do it.
So football's AC/DC, but something I want to tell you, baseball is full of nothing but Pearl Jam. Christian
like
Ostrander's
it,
favorite band of all time.
Is that Pearl
Jam?
He's a Pearl Jam
man. Oh, my
goodness. All right, when we come back, Lee Roberts joins you. Thanks, Demon. We'll catch you in the studio
tomorrow.
Demon Mixon, everybody, out on the campus. Lee Roberts next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the program. Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products. Full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Also want to thank our buddies at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Facebook. That's where Graham has convinced Kelly has been hiding out in a closet for the last month.
That's where he's been.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't appear that he's done any, like, physical workouts or anything, does it, Graham?
I can definitely tell he's been running there, though. Like, he's definitely been walking in, you know, meeting everybody, doing the regular politicking that he does.
And two-ounce wrist curls at Mo Bay Beignet.
Uh-huh. Got to get a workout in somewhere.
Well, we're glad to have Lee Roberts back on the show. He's a good friend of all of ours and our regular contributor to football, the color analyst, of course, for the network, and been out a little while, but he's back now, better than ever. And, well, first of all, brother, let me say we're really happy to have you back on our show.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was tough being out and tough missing, and I'm glad to kind of get things back to a little bit of normal living here. And glad to be back. Football season's what I look forward to always, and again, hated to be out those first couple of weeks, but it's good to be back. Thank you, guys.
And that's all that matters is that you're back, brother. All right, Graham Crawford said earlier in the show to Dima Mixon, how does it feel to think that the Golden Eagles have a chance to win every football game left on the schedule? Let me ask you that question, because you have suffered through some bad years here in the last two or three years.
No, I mean, I really have, obviously. And, you know, things on paper can always look really good or really bad. And, you know, you never know until you show up on Saturday and play the game. And, you know, last couple of years we thought we had, you know, better team than what showed up. But I feel like this year it's different. It really is. I mean, from the time they step on the field to the time they leave, just – the way they carry themselves, the coaching staff that's having a lot of fun, players flying around, really reminds me of some of the old school football teams that we've had. And I tell you, good teams have guys that make plays, and Saturday was one of those. And I think that's just kind of how it's going to have to be going forward. I mean, guys are going to have to step up, make big plays, and if we do want to win games. And but, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think there's one game on the schedule that you could say, hey, we can't win that. Now, you never know till you show up, but it is good to know that we have a chance in every game left.
Lee, I know you've been here for a while, and you've seen some great Southern Miss football teams, but is there one that you can think of specifically that kind of goes hand-in-hand with this new team? Anything that you can think of? Any specific team?
You know, I mean, I would have to go back to maybe like when maybe Nick Mullins was quarterback. I mean, because that's really the first time, or I guess kind of the last time that we had a true quarterback was when Nick was there. And, you know, you build your team around a quarterback, and we've got one in Braylon Braxton, and, you know, Lord willing, he'll stay healthy this year, because when he's back there, he can make a lot of things happen. And, you know, so I'd have to go back to maybe that last year of Todd Monken, where they went 9-3 that year. But just because of the fact you have to build your team around a quarterback, and that would be my only reason for comparison. But I know it's a lot more than that. It's defense, it's special teams, and you know, Saturday it was defense stepping up and making the plays.
But one of those things that's out there, Lee, that you really can't wrap your mind around lots of time is the word confidence. And the fact that they won like they did against a conference rival who's expected to be pretty good. How would you describe what that win meant to the overall team morale, working now toward a non-conference opponent who also apparently is pretty good?
No, I think Louisiana Tech is a really good football team. But, you know, I think it is. It's all about confidence, whether it's, you know, confidence moving the football or confidence stopping the football. Saturday, to me, I felt like we gave up a lot of yards, but when push came to shove, somebody made a play. I mean, I can never remember where we've had three interceptions at either the 1 yard line or in the end zone, going in like we did on Saturday. And obviously that was the difference maker. You know, you stop a score and then you get it, you go down and make a score. It's a 14-point swing. So, but yeah, I'd say one thing, maybe the lack of confidence early was just allowing App State to move the ball down the field. But like I said, when they needed to, somebody stepped up and made a play for us.
And when you break those plays down, was it a bigger snafu on App State's part? And not to minimize anything that the Eagles did, because turnovers obviously are big. But was it something the Eagles did especially well, or something that App State just didn't do well?
Well, I mean, I think the first interception into the end zone when they drove down and A.J. Swan dropped the snap and just tried to throw it in the end zone. He left it short on the inside, and, you know, we were right there to make that play. And then the very awkward, you know, diving ball where the ball pops up out of the hands of the running back for App State, you know, into the hands of one of our guys and takes it back. Yes, kind of being in the right place at the right time. And then I think the last interception in the end zone, we made a really good play defensively. So I think it was a little bit of both, being in the right place at the right time and then, you know, really just making a play when needed to.
All right, a few minutes left. I want to veer off of the subject of Southern Miss football for a bit, because I want to get your opinion on something I saw last night, Lee. You play quarterback at a very high level. So I'm watching the football game last night, the NFL game, and it is a heck of a game between Texas and Tampa. And Texas scores, the Houston Texans, they score with like a minute left in the game, right? And they take a 4-point lead. They show Baker Mayfield on the sidelines. He's just sitting over on the bench like he doesn't have a care in the world. He comes on the field. He drives the team down the field. They score with like 3 seconds left in the game and win. And I know you did some things like that in your career, but I was just thinking about that last night. What is going on in the mind of a quarterback when you take the field and the game is kind of on your shoulders with a minute or so left and you're looking at 70 yards of field you got to cover?
Well, if you tense up, that's when you're, you know, likely to make a mistake. And obviously he was as loose as you could be. But loose in a way that he was confident too. And I think that's what you have to be. You've got to be confident in yourself, your coaching staff, the players around you, that, you know, when the play is called, that all 11 guys will do their job. And, like I said, if you tense up, then, you know, you're going to throw a ball that's going to be picked, or it's going to be a ball that's going to be short. And, but obviously, playing really, really loose and confident is what he needed to do. And I think that's what you have to do. I mean, every series is different, and, you know, love to see how quarterbacks respond, whether it be, you know, a drive-winning touchdown, or they throw an interception and have an opportunity the next series to come back and try to make a play. It says a lot about yourself as a player.
I think I'd be a little loose too, Bob, if I knew I got to play Carolina and New Orleans twice each.
Well, I wouldn't take anything away from Tampa Bay, my friend. Tampa Bay,
they're good.
They're good.
Yeah, one thing you said, Lee, that I'm kind of about to make it a full circle with what Kelly said about the confidence factor that Southern Miss now has. You correct me if I'm wrong. Quarterbacks that have done it before, the greats, you can go look at Baker Mayfield last night, the look on his face right before he went out there and had that drive. You can go look at Josh Allen, who's had over 20 game-winning drives less than 2 minutes with
best
no timeouts.
Best quarterback in football right now.
Agreed.
Josh Allen.
You could go Patrick Mahomes. You could go Tom Brady. There's hundreds of different quarterbacks. I say hundreds. There are very few, actually, that are very good in that moment of pressure, in that moment where success is not – you just have to go do it because that's what you're expected to do. Whenever you are in that that moment, correct me if I'm wrong, the peace that comes over whenever you fully are actually confident in your ability is like something that words can't describe, because what you're actually doing is going out there and playing backyard football like you've done hundreds of times since you were a kid.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not just football. I mean, it can be anything that you do that where you feel like you kind of have mastered that and you've prepared yourself, and it's on the practice field. It's in the film room. It's a walkthrough. It's going through all these different scenarios. And, you know, two-minute drill is what some teams practice every day, sometimes, you know, two to three times a week in preparation. And yeah, I mean, some of these guys just have that it factor. But, yeah, it's all about confidence, and you said it. I mean, kind of having a piece that you know the preparation that you've put in. Now it's just going out and playing. You know, forget about it. Just go out there and react. Do what you know what you're doing and play a little backyard football. I love it.
But, you know, that's Brett Favre down the road. He was as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and you hear that phrase all the time, Lee, I want the ball. Is that a metaphor, or do guys really have that attitude? I want the dadgum ball.
No, absolutely they do. I mean, like I said, whether it's whether you're a pitcher in baseball in a crucial situation or a quarterback or – you know, what have you. You've got to want to be put in that situation to where you can bring your team to victory. Yeah, so absolutely. I think that's something that these guys do. They want the ball in those situations.
You kept bringing up one thing. You kept bringing up a specific word, and this is a Slater Lott saying that I will never forget. And confidence comes from where? Preparation.
Competence, too.
Preparation. Yeah. Right? He kept saying, when you're prepared, that's where confidence comes from. If you've done something over and over and over again, it becomes second nature.
All right, absolutely. Lee, you do know that your friend Marshant Kenny is still claiming that he was the reason for your success.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Marshant, for sure. I'll give him credit for sure. Like, we all know great defense is help offense.
Well, he's going to take the credit whether you give it to him or not, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and give it to him.
Hey, glad you're back, brother. Good hearing from you.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
All right. Lee Roberts, everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ben Brewer, baseball coach, switch gears a little bit. Genesis of Hattiesburg as we head out, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans are fantastic. The new showroom is beautiful, Highway 98 West.
How many days left before baseball?
One day closer.
Three away. First practice.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street for baseball, softball, training for kids. adult training, any sport, they'll just make you better at DBAT on Hardy Street. We really do appreciate Luke Reynolds and those guys being part of the Eagle Hour family.
And we've got here today with us Ben Brewers, the coach at Southern Miss. If y'all see him over there at first base, he was actually my catching coach at Southern, and he is here with us today. I know they've got practice starting up on Friday, Coach. What are kind of the vibes over there at the Pete?
Oh, vibes are good. I'll first start by saying appreciate y'all having me on. It's always exciting. But vibes are good. It's we got a couple new guys in offensively that we're ready to check out and see how they can handle the pitching. And then we got a lot of young arms that are talented. So really want to see them compete and see what it's like when they're trying to get guys out.
Coach, I know we've lost some big pieces last year. We had Pato that ended up leaving. We had Nico Mazza 2 years ago. Some major pieces in the Southern Miss, you know, core group. We've got Colby back. We've got Tucker Stockman back. I know we've added some new pieces, but what are some of the pieces that are coming in that y'all are really, really excited about?
Kyle Morrison, he's coming in as an infielder, South Alabama transfer. He really swung it well last year in the conference, so we think that's a guy that we can kind of plug in towards the middle of the order, and he can help us out. I think he had a big-time hit here at the Pete last year, I think, to maybe beat us, so... now he's on our team, so we don't have to worry about that. And then we've got Crabtree, transfer from Tennessee, handling some shoulder stuff right now, just general soreness. But I think that's a guy who pitched at Pearl River. He knows the area. He's got some friends down here. So I want to try and get him comfortable, see if we can find a good role for him on the mound.
Ben, I know one of the things that coaches worry about, baseball coaches worry about in the fall, is overextending players, and the last thing you want to do is get somebody hurt, particularly arms, pitchers, to where, you know, they're so fragile lots of times, and lots of times pitching injuries will cost you a whole season. So take us through the punch list of some things physically that you guys want to get accomplished this fall without doing too much.
Well, our strength coach, Todd Makovica, does a great job. He's going to have those guys dealing with some soreness in the weight room pretty early. Usually they deal with that early. They can kind of clean that up as the fall goes, and it doesn't really turn into anything. So they've done the first month of workouts. I know they're all pretty tired right now, and that's going to slightly change as we start to compete a little bit, and it'll ease up some. And then Coach Oz and Coach Leje, they're going to do a great job with monitoring innings. I mean, we know what we've got with certain guys, so there's no reason to overextend on the mound. You know, we know certain guys, hey, we'll keep them on a pitch count. So it's just, you know, being smart about it, not pushing the pitch count too much. And we probably really won't extend too many guys past 60, 70 pitches. There's really no reason to. So that's really the main thing.
Now, you had some guys that played summer ball, and some of them in some pretty big, important college leagues. Can you give us a report as to the overall report card of our guys that played summer ball?
Yeah, I think in a weird way, yes, we're going to keep up with the stats. We do want to see positive results, but sometimes failure is a good thing, especially when they're on their own. They're in a new atmosphere. They got to kind of figure out, all right, that last outing wasn't great. You know, what adjustments do I need to make? So I think a guy that stands out is Teague Broadhead. The velocity really jumped over the summer, I think flashing a 97. Mm. So his bullpens have been really good. He's been in the zone a lot more than he was last year. And that's a guy who he threw really well over the summer, but he had some failure. I think that helped with maturity. Cole Richardson threw really well. That's a guy who's always had big-time stuff. He's just learning how to control it. You know, I mean, 18-year-old kid throwing 94 from a weird slot at 6'5", you know, you got to learn how to use that body. So those two guys stand out to me.
Definitely a lot of slack in that 6'5 build, being 18 years old, kind of like a baby giraffe. But I got a question about a guy that I actually got here right around the same time. I know he had surgery last year. How's Meeks doing? Drake Meeks.
He's doing well. I think he threw a 50% bullpen last week. So he's around that 60% mark. Another guy with a big time arm, ridiculous velocity. we got to see it a little bit in that Tennessee regional a couple years ago. But it's just kind of, you know, really slowing him down.
For sure.
You know, you played with him, so you understand he's ready to go live tomorrow, and we're saying,
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point in trying to rev up the engine right now. We're not in a race.
That's exactly right, but he's ready to tow the rubber now, and we're just trying to slow him down. I know it's cliche, but when it comes to taking care of that elbow, trust the process.
For sure. With Colby Allen, let me ask you this. He's, I'm assuming, going to be stepping into that Friday night role as him being really the backbone of this staff coming into the 26th season. Who do y'all plan on taking his spot, being that guy that you know that you can give the ball to in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning that you know is going to be a bulldog and go out there and compete?
Well, another veteran that's been doing it is Cross Sibley. I don't want to butcher the stats, but I think he's thrown 200-plus innings. And when he's on the mound at the Pete, I think the stats are even better. So he's a guy that can come out of the pen. If we want him to, shoot, he might win a starting role. He's done that before as well. And then we got to see some flashes of Camden Sundstrom down the stretch last year, especially against Miami on that Sunday night. He's really been developing. He's been working his tail off. He's gained a bunch of weight. Velocity's gone up, and he's working on a couple new pitches. So I'll let Coach Oz deal with that, and I'll just get the catchers ready to figure out how to catch those pitches.
All right, Coach, I got a couple quick questions for you while we have a few minutes left. We heard about the Red Rock Tournament, Oregon State, Baylor, Purdue. I'm hearing rumors that there's a big-name California baseball team that's going to come in here to open the season, and Louisiana Tech is going to be here early in the year. You guys are just jumping right into the skillet. Am I right about that?
You're right. You're right. I think really looking at the past, Coach Barry laid out a really good blueprint for us to follow, especially the way RPI is working now. But I think Coach Oshander, he's not worried about it. Let's go face top talent. Let's figure out where we stand. Let's compete at a high level early. At the end of the day, we're trying to find a way to win a regional and a super. So let's go ahead and play those guys early in the season because we're going to see that talent in the postseason. So we might as well get after him early.
Right, I agree. All right, now I'm going to put him on the spot here just a little bit. we're beginning to get a little attached to Graham Crawford around here. We kind of like him. What is it we should know about him, Coach? Is there anything you can forewarn me about?
Publicly on the air, I gotta be careful. You know.
Let me ask you then, Coach. Is his hair real or is it a hairpiece?
Oh, it's real.
It is.
Real.
Oh, wow.
Real. Is it? No highlights, real. Nothing real.
Yeah, is it?
Now, I will say, you got to be careful with the highlights. He says it's the sun. I don't know.
I'm a hybrid.
I think Graham has been to the beauty parlor since he started on the show.
Yeah, but if we bring a California team in here, Bob, we don't sell tofu and avocados at the Pete.
No, we're just
going
to kick their you-know-what and put them back on the airplane back out to the left coast. That's exactly what we're
going
to do.
For sure, dude. For sure.
All right, so do you have any advice of how to deal with him moving forward, Coach?
He needs at least one day of golf a week. I think that calms him down. You can get him on the golf course. And then he's intelligent. He's got a good baseball mind. So sometimes letting him roll, he'll give you some nuggets. He'll give you some golden nuggets you can run with.
You just got to pick which ones they are.
And one thing I'm already seeing, because he sits in my office and brings up all these names. You got Tribble on the show last week. Man, this group's pretty tight. And former player, present player, man, the fraternity is very strong, Coach.
There's no doubt. I think you know, that's something that I wasn't as aware of when I got here. Everybody's welcomed me in. You mentioned Tremble. I didn't even coach that guy, and he'll text me, call me sometime. We've got, you know, Wallner, Sandlin. Those guys always come back and play in the golf tournament. But, you know, Baseburg's a special place. You know, once you're in it, you know, you're in. You're in for life.
Now, Graham has claimed he's the best golfer in Southern Miss baseball history. Is there any truth to that?
It might be. It might be. I think Joey Urban might be able to give him a run for his money.
Look, as long as Graham's keeping the score, he's going to be the best player.
Whoever's got the pencil. I mean, that's. I mean, I got the magic wand.
Well, Coach Brewer,
his pencil's got an eraser on it.
You dang right it does. I don't use pen.
All right, Coach. We really appreciate your time. Can we call you from time to time if we have some issues with Graham and get some advice from you?
No, absolutely. I got a couple notes written down that I saved when I coached him. You just let me know. I'll let you know whatever you need.
All Coach right, Brewer, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach Ben Brewer. Now I know where to go. Now I know where to go for the information.
Cool thing is, Coach Brewer actually recruited me to Gulf Coast when he was the head recruiter when I was in high school. So me and Coach, we have had a relationship for a long time, and then to see it really flourish on the back end of the career, I give him a lot of credit for
highlight,
who I am.
Highlights, huh?
I'd say that.
No,
are you talking about the hair?
Yeah.
No kidding. Never been actually. The only time I did senior year summer, or no, freshman year summer off. We decided to bleach them, and we lost.
This is all
natural,
so
it didn't really work.
Right?
All natural.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, Forest Health reminds you that it's fun to keep up with your favorite team this time of the year, but you should never forget the most important player on the team is you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Exercise daily to protect your health. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. This segment, fourth segment, sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, which makes perfect sense even to us. Great place to take in the next big game, enjoy some good food, good drink, good camaraderie. 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. And hey, don't forget about the podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Dima sent me this, Graham. I want to ask you about this because you're a Division I college athlete. Quarterback at LSU. I'm sorry. Vanderbilt goes to federal court last year, gets a sixth year of eligibility. Now, 101 Sports is reporting he's back in court again, now trying to get a seventh year of eligibility. Two-point question. When does this insanity end? And what do you make of a young man that is trying to get 7 years of college eligibility?
First part is he is trying, he doesn't want to lose his identity, and he can feel it, getting it taken from him. He's done one thing his whole life, and it's play football. Now that the reality is setting in that is really not an option anymore. Like, you're either trying to figure out how you can play another year, or you're about to just tie the cleats up and throw them over a light pole somewhere. And that's what's coming. I don't know his story specifically, but if you don't mourn in the fact that your identity is gone, and if your identity is in that sport, it is going to be a hard time and a hard thing to truly overcome.
Well, how can an athlete like you, had a great baseball career, but you walked away from it and you seem perfectly happy. And you watch a lot of professional athletes. Many walk away at the peak of their game. Others hang on too long.
Man, I know for me, I never wanted my identity to be in baseball, personally. I think that helped me more than anything when it came to that point of my life to make that decision. Of course, I didn't really have an option. But with that, I knew it was time for me to take that next step in whatever God had planned for me. Mm-hmm. I'd never wanted anybody to look at me and say, oh, there's Graham, the baseball player. I never wanted that. I wanted him to know me for who I was. And that's kind of, I think, guys struggle because they put so much stock into them being athletically inclined in whatever sport it may be. That's what they're knowledgeable about. And the fact that they have no, they don't have a path or a route in any other option. They just don't know what to do. They don't have anyone to tell them, hey, this is the step to take.
And it's not just sports.
No,
it could,
it's
it
anything.
It's in a lot of walks of life.
Yeah, that they just can't give it up because they don't have any hobbies. They don't have anything else to do. And people go, well, what would I do? Find something.
I mean,
to
you
do.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's our society, in a sense, people love to talk about and to do what they're good at. Well, what they're good at is also what they do a lot. They go hand in hand. So if you haven't done something a lot or you've never tried to do anything, of course you're not going to be good at it, and there's going to be a lot of questions. There's going to be a lot of learning curves, and people don't like things to be hard.
Yeah. And they don't like change.
They
generally
hate it.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, on a happy note, one of your former teammates is a new daddy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Let our listeners know about that.
Mr. Slade Wilkes, yesterday morning, I want to say around 11 o'clock a.m., if I'm not mistaken, I think his name's Porter. I want to double check. Hold up.
You think he's got him in a bat cage already?
He's thinking about it. Seriously. He said, he sent me a picture. He said he's already napping. I said it's a post-game Lenny's meal nap right before beeps. Am I right? And he said 100%.
Yeah, I got to tell you this, Kelly. Graham's on the show one day while you were gone, and he was talking about all the baseball players that now work for Farm Bureau Insurance. And he forgot one.
How do I forget Slade?
He forgot Slade. He holds his phone up to me, and Slade has sent a picture of himself going, what about me?
Yeah.
If there's somebody I would not want to make mad. But the Wallers also have a baby girl.
Really?
Yeah, they had a baby girl about a month ago now.
I did not know that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So Walner, if you're out there listening.
Baby girl Wallner. And, of course, he's from the Minnesota area, so everybody
That's why you were up there. You were going to just check on.
Well, they saw my Southern Miss gear.
Got it.
And of course, after they go, oh, is that University of Iowa? I said, no, it's Southern Miss. We've been to court over all that logo.
I mean, legal documentation saying.
Logo stuff. But they all, of course, knew Wallner, and the Ock boys.
Oh, yes.
Knew the connection there to Minnesota.
You know,
Southern
that's a name we haven't brought up, but he could be valuable to the team this year. Am I right
about
that?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't play with the older brother. I played with the younger one, Josh.
Yeah, but the baby Ock could be important. Little Ock.
I want y'all to know he is very similar. I know we talked briefly about Cross Sively and how he is very, very good at home. And we talked about at night at the Pete, his arm slot gets in the yellow where it says Pete Taylor, and you really can't see it. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for Josh Ock, except right-handed. So if you can get him pitching at night and at the Pete, when I say as a hitter you can't see it, I'm not saying that in a funny way. It's just tough to see. Like, you literally cannot see the ball until it's on you. That's what makes him so dang good.
Scrimmage started this weekend?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2:30 at the Pete. Y'all want to see some good baseball? Here it is.
We have a winner.
One day closer, everybody.
One
day closer. All right, that wraps up the show today. Thanks to Dima, Lee Roberts, and Ben Brewer. Really do appreciate that. Good show for you coming tomorrow and all week long, so we hope you'll join us each and every day. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.